Hare Krishna. Love doesn't have to come in the way. Love can be the way. Whenever people think of spiritual life, they often think that, oh, I have to become detached from my worldly relationships. Oh, I have to renounce things. And they think that if I'm attached to worldly things, then they think emotions like love come in the way to spiritual growth. And yes, it is true that as usually in this world, our love is directed towards people, and this love is actually often devoid of spiritual knowledge. So we think of people as their bodies, we think of ourselves as our bodies, and when at this bodily level we interact with each other, often our interactions, they perpetuate our mutual ignorance. So the way to go beyond the ignorance of the bodily conception and bodily attachments is to become detached and is to subordinate the feelings of affection and attachment that we have for others to the light of spiritual knowledge. So here it make so material emotions do come in the way of spiritual path. Of spiritual growth. But spiritual growth can be done in various ways, and some paths like the path of Jnana or Yoga, Jnana Yoga or Ashtang Yoga, they often require us to move away from emotions. The growth in those paths requires the renunciation of all emotions, and in this case, love comes in the way. But the bhakti gives us a more inclusive form of spirituality, wherein we see that everything comes from Krishna. So even emotions come from Krishna. Even our longing for love comes from Krishna. And actually this longing, rather than being rejected, needs to be redirected. In fact, we have a longing for love because we are originally and intrinsically connected with the Supreme Lord, who is our eternal master. He is our object of love. And when we learn to love Him, when we devote ourselves to Him, when we focus on Him, then the emotion of affection, of love for Him, actually helps us move forward on the spiritual path. Emotions, and the strongest among all emotions is usually the emotion of love. This is a very powerful emotion. And to the extent we recognize this emotion as natural and desirable when it is directed towards Krishna, and directed accordingly towards Krishna, then this emotion gives us spiritual momentum and propels us towards Krishna. And not only does this propel us emotionally, but can also propel us intellectually. How intellectually? Because Krishna gives us that intelligence. In 10.10 in the Bhagavad Gita, it is stated that Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam tadami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayantite. Tesham, those people who are trying to devote themselves to me, satata yuktanam, they're striving to be constantly engaged thus. Bhajatam priti purvakam bhajatam, they worship me how? Priti purvakam, with great affection. Tadami buddhi yogam tam, tadami, I give to them buddhi yogam tam, I give them the intelligence by which yena mam upayantite, they can attain me. So here Krishna is assuring us that if we cultivate a devotional disposition, then He will give us the intelligence by which we can come to Him. So thus emotions and the emotion of love, of affection, becomes the way. Because when we cultivate devotional emotions towards Krishna, then we actually become illumined by Krishna from within, and the way becomes clear because of our affectionate devotional disposition. And yes, sometimes even as sadhakas, we may have worldly emotions which we need to control. But when we connect the objects of our worldly emotions, our loved ones, with Krishna, seeing them as parts of Krishna, and modulate and moderate our love for them accordingly, then we have not a rejection or repression of love, but the redirection, connection of love. And thus, love in its original sense of it coming from our soul and in its ultimate sense of being directed towards the Lord, who is the ultimately lovable object, that love becomes a force that is the way for us to move towards spiritual growth and the ultimate spiritual success of lasting ecstatic prema, divine love for Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna.